You're listening to WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. As lawmakers in Lansing extend olive branches to make a deal on the budget, public disagreements over Medicaid work requirements continue. Governor Gretchen Whitmer sent a letter last week requesting that Republicans in the legislature delay implementation of the new program. WKAR's Abigail Sensky has more.
Beginning January 1st, anyone who's between 19 and 62 years old and on the Healthy Michigan or Medicaid expansion plan will have to prove they're working 80 hours per month to continue receiving health care. That, or they have to prove themselves exempt. You can be exempt for things including being a student, being in job training, or a caregiver. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been vocally opposed to these requirements, but they were passed by the legislature before she became governor.
Unfortunately, I need the legislature to work with me on that. And so that's, I think, the challenge here. But that is also, I think, the most reasonable thing to do. As you know, Indiana is completely Republican controlled, and they saw the wisdom in that. And I'm hopeful that we can find some common ground there as well.
The legality of work requirements is currently being decided across the country in courts, and all of the other states with work requirements have put theirs on hold, or judges have issued injunctions against the programs, stopping them from being enforced. But Whitmer says her hands are tied. Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey says the Michigan work requirements are different from other states, so they have nothing to be worried about.
We're going to send a response back to Governor thanking her for her letter, but we believe what we did was perfectly lawful. We think Michigan's work engagement requirement is uniquely different than most other states, and so we're going to let the process play out and we're going to continue to implement.
Whitmer says she's also worried about the cost. The state has already spent over $20 million to begin the program. She says it will cost around $1 million just to send out letters in early December. And if the court orders the state to stop, it could cost another million to send letters letting people know things aren't changing. Robin Rudowitz is a co-director of the program on Medicaid and the uninsured at the Kaiser Family Foundation. She studies how Medicaid and work intersect. Rudowitz says, for one, most people receiving Medicaid are working, and the ones who aren't would most likely qualify for exemptions. This type of program targets a narrow slice of the more than 600,000 people receiving expanded Medicaid in Michigan. And asking people to report could complicate access to health care, even for people who meet the requirements.
And we know that these types of reporting requirements are often impose administrative burdens that may result in individuals who remain eligible falling off the rolls.
Joanne Galloway is a retired farmer who's on Healthy Michigan. She's been to some of the info sessions because she was worried about losing her care. She says she thinks the paperwork will intimidate people.
So by the time I left that session, my thought was, wow, there's really not much to this, but the headlines will scare people. And the fact that you have to do the reporting and how difficult that might be initially will cause people to give up, and people will lose their health care, not because they didn't qualify, but because it was too difficult and there was too many hoops.
For now, people on expanded Medicaid will have to prove they're exempt or working starting January 1st, unless the governor can make a deal with Republicans or the court steps in. If the program starts, Michigan will be the only state with a waiver enforcing work requirements. For WKAR News, I'm Abigail Sensky in Lansing.